good. And it was a place where the students were all bused there from whatever side of the city they lived on. So it was not a centrally located area.
Oh, yeah.
And there was no no shul area there.
Yeah.
So in those years, Rabbi Goldstein, in fact, lived in Oakland Avenue when he, the Beth David shul at that time was Orthodox, and so he affiliated there. Then when he moved to Session Street, when the new building was already, you know, in effect, so he was the one, really, that said a school should have a shul for the children to do what they learned all week to continue on a Saturday morning. And so he was the one who was anxious to develop a service, Saturday service. And so that's what he did. And so
they had all the children. They knew the
right, and it was supposed to be a children's service where each child who was there was to participate, to continue practicing what he had learned all week. And so that's when they developed the shul pattern. And there was a lot of kids who lived in the east side. That's what he wanted, to have the right in the heart of the east side, so that people could walk to the day school.
Yeah.
He did not encourage people driving if they lived in South Providence or if they lived in the North End. They did not encourage that. But whoever went, you know, whoever wanted to come came. And so that's when the day school, when the services began. And the children participated. And then they developed into a more structured faith, because then the rabbi had, you know, adults take over and adults do certain things.
What's his name? Rabbi Cohn started that. He himself was in devotional services.
Yeah, when Rabbi Cohn came in.
More or less go back a little bit. Because
no, then Rabbi Yehuda lived on Blackstone Boulevard, and he had continued the service idea, the service Saturday morning. And then Rabbi Cohn really developed into a stable method. So that's when it first began, when the building opened up. And then not Yontif services, not holiday services, because that is in the minutes somewhere, that on a holiday, you must go to your own. You could have Saturdays.
You got to be a member of temple.
Yeah, you can, as an adult, you can participate in Saturday services. But on a holiday, there was no holiday services, because you must belong to a temple or a shul of your own choice and participate there. The day school was not going to be in conflict with any temple or shul and take their members away. It was just to have the children participate. So somewhere in the minutes, there is a minute saying that, that there are no holiday services. That you have to go to your own temple, your own shul. So you'll not find it open on a Saturdays, yes. And I guess
High holidays, Carol.
Well, I call it Yom Tov. The high holidays are not to have services there. Shavuos, that's all right. But not on the high holidays. So, and they still don't have it on the high holidays. That you have to belong to. They did not want to be in conflict or take away from any,
Don't they have some services now for the children?
Yeah. I don't know what they have. That is private, like in the, in the high school division, if they have the students study davening there on the Yom Tov, that's a private affair. But if you are, you belong to Temple Emmanuel, you go to Temple Emmanuel. If you belong to Sons of Zion, you go there, right. No conflict with the high holiday services.
Well, you've given me a great...
When the day school was housed in Temple Emmanuel, Rabbi Goldman was so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a great help. He went out of his way to help the day school in any manner that he could. And he was instrumental in getting Henry Hassenfeld interested. He was really a big donor to the funds of the new building. And right, he was very instrumental in getting the people from the temple to back the day school with funds, because without them, we never could have managed to do what we did. And he was really such a wonderful man. And he got, like all these men, who maybe some of them are not living anymore, he pushed them into helping the day school. Without his help, and without their help, I don't think we'd have left back the new building. So we were in the building there for 3 years, and I used to come lunchtime into the vestry, which was then where the children had their lunches. And we no longer cooked. They brought their own lunch. To this day, when I walk into the vestry in that day school, and I hear, I mean in the temple, my ears hear one thing and my nose smells another. When I hear benching, I think of tuna fish.
Oh, the kids all pray. That's funny.
Because all the kids invariably, or say 90% of them,
because the toilet meat was milk, dairy food.
Yeah, they couldn't bring their meat.
Because,
so,
you know, some people are on coach, you know, then they exchange sandwiches.
That's funny.